Shifting the timeline on health insurance exchanges. Welcome to the November 19th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. For the second time in a week, HHS extended the deadline for states to commit how they will run their health insurance exchanges. The exchanges are a key element of the Affordable Care Act. Here's Mary Ellen Schneider with more.
The original date for states to submit their health insurance exchange plans was last week, but many governors, especially the Republicans, said they did not get enough information to make the decision. Others waited to see if the election would lead to the ACA's demise. Shortly after the votes were in, only a handful of states had indicated how they'd move forward. HHS relented, asking states for a commitment by last Friday and details by mid-December. That prompted more action, but many governors still bristled at the deadline and held back. As the GOP governors convened their annual meeting on November 15th, they received a letter from HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. States would now have until December 14th to send a letter of intent.
So far, 15 states and the District of Columbia have said they will set up their own exchange, and another four plan to partner with the feds. States also need to decide whether they will expand Medicaid eligibility as a part of the Affordable Care Act. The Supreme Court's decision on the ACA made expansion optional. The American Medical Association will lobby some states to increase their eligibility up to 133% of the federal poverty level. At their policymaking meeting in Hawaii last week, the group voted to push for the expansion when invited by their state medical societies. The AMA will also urge state lawmakers to increase Medicaid payments to doctors and to reduce some of the program's administrative burdens. The AMA also approved new guidelines for physician employment. The guidelines aim to address some of the potential conflicts of interests that may occur as more physicians choose employment with hospitals and group practices. For instance, guidelines state that physicians should always make treatment and referral decisions based on the patient's best interests, and any agreements or understandings about referrals should be disclosed to the patients. Dr. Joseph Annis is a member of the AMA's Board of Trustees. He said it's those administrative burdens outside of patient care that are pushing doctors toward employed arrangements.
But there have been so many hassles, unnecessary hassles, involved with it that physicians are just getting fed up with dealing with the hassles, and they'd rather basically be employed by an organization that will take care of the hassles and let them do what we really love doing, taking care of patients.
And speaking of hassles, a new international survey of primary care physicians by the Commonwealth Fund found that U.S. physicians are the most negative about their health system, compared to doctors in 9 other countries. And insurance company hassles are a big part of it. More than half of U.S. doctors surveyed said that dealing with health plans took up too much of their time. Physicians also said they were concerned about the lack of health coverage for their patients. About 60% of U.S. doctors said their patients can't afford care. But there was also some good news out of the survey. About 2/3 of primary care doctors in the U.S. now use electronic health records. That's an almost 50% increase from just 4 years ago. The results of the survey were published in the journal Health Affairs. We're thankful for the brief holiday break we'll be taking next week. Then we'll be back with the latest on the fiscal cliff and physician payment on December 3rd. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. That's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.